Early Autumn by Robert B. Parker. Chapter 1. The urban renewers had struck again. They'd evicted me, a fortune-teller and a bookie, from the corner of Mass Ave and Boylston, moved in with sandblasters and bleached oak and plant-hangers, and last I looked, appeared to be turning the place into a Marin County whorehouse. I moved down Boylston Street to the corner of Berkeley, second floor. I was half a block from Brooks Brothers and right over a bank. I felt at home. In the bank, they did the same kind of stuff the fortune-teller and the bookie had done, but they dressed better. I was standing in the window of my office looking out at a soft, rainy January day with the temperature in the high 50s and no sign of snow. To the right across Boylston, I could see Bonwit Teller. To the left, police headquarters. In Bonwit's windows, there were mannequins wearing tight leather clothes and chains. Police headquarters leaned more to Dacron. In the window bay of the advertising agency across the street, a young black-haired woman in high-waisted gray trousers leaned over a drawing board. Her back was toward the window. "My compliments to your tailor," I said out loud. My voice sounded odd in the empty room. The black-haired woman went away, and I sat at my desk and looked at the picture of Susan Silverman. It was the blow-up of a color picture taken last summer in her backyard. Her tanned face and pink blouse were bright against the dark green of the muted trees. I was still looking at Susan's face when my office door opened and a client came in carrying a belted poplin raincoat over one arm. She said, "Mr. Spencer." I said, "I knew my clientele would upgrade when I moved in over a bank." She smiled wonderfully at me. She had blonde hair that contrasted handsomely with her...